machine.
Free your consciousness.
I've got one that can see.
The Matrix is everywhere. It is all around us. It is the world that has been pulled over your eyes to blind you from the truth.
$10 million excess deaths.
COVID.
Cover your face, slave. There's a virus. Put on your muzzle and do what you're told. The face coverings have fuck all to do with protecting anyone. They are dehumanizing and a symbol of obedience. It's important for children's social development to see and experience facial expressions, but we've allowed them to psychologically abuse our kids with these ridiculous mandates, all for an alleged virus with a 99.7% survival rate. This has been perhaps the most revealing time in this age of great deception and great unveiling. As the masks went up, the masks came down.
You wear your mask, you motherfucker!
The dark agenda of the globalist power brokers has stepped out of the shadows, but what has really been revealed is people. As the shame muzzles covered the faces, people have shown how gullible, easily deceived, misinformed, naive, obedient, and controllable they truly are. As the face masks went up, the masks of the ego have fallen away. The face coverings do nothing to stop virus particulates and, in fact, may do more harm than good, which makes sense when you consider people are breathing in their own bodily waste all day long. People obediently wear their masks because they have been told to do so. The mass hysteria that grips the collective consciousness is on a level that defies belief. The vaccine virtue signaling is one of the most bizarre aspects to all of this. The slaves feel the need to take selfies with their vaccine cards so that they can post them to their social media and show everyone what good citizens they are. Someone should tell them, obedience is not a virtue, it is pure cowardice. They do this because they have no virtues. Look, everyone, I got an experimental biological agent injected into my body, and they gave me this nifty little card so I can show everyone how I'm such a good person.
Don't forget to wash your hands.
People that do that are infantile in their minds and behave like little children. It astounds me how so many people are still putting their faith into the lying corporate media apparatus and simply believe everything the state tells them without question. They put their faith into liars and con artists, and in their minds they believe they are well informed. Many of them use guilt and shame to try and force others to be just as obedient as they are because, after all, there is a deadly global pandemic and you should do everything you're told, even if it involves permanently altering your DNA. Another interesting aspect to all of this is the cult-like mentality present within the true believers. These branch COVIDians want the mask mandates. They want the lockdowns. They want Big Daddy State to control every aspect of their lives. These people's lives are so empty that the COVID actually gave their lives meaning. How sad and pathetic is that? It's like a new religion, and the vaccine hesitant are the new heretics to be hunted down and burned at the stake. Like any religion, this one has its prophets, sacraments, and rituals. Father Fauci is the high priest.
Tony Fauci!
I vaccinated Santa Claus,
but also there will be a surprise outbreak.
Masks and hand sanitizers are like Bibles and rosary beads, and Jabbo the Shot is the savior, apparently. How completely people have fallen for this new cult exemplifies just how astoundingly gullible people really are. Many people that have been saved by Jabbo the Shot have actually come down with the very illness the injection is supposed to prevent. When that happens, the authorities say, that's proof that the shot is working. When people drop dead,
bring out your dead,
or develop nasty adverse reactions, such as becoming paralyzed upon receiving the injection, the authorities say that it's just coincidence. And the branch COVIDians buy this nonsense. They certainly would never admit they may have been wrong. That would contradict the word of the all-powerful Pope Gates.
10 million excess deaths.
The Holy Prophet's words are the words of God, so don't ever ask any questions.
Don't forget to wash your hands.
This is a massive psychological operation, and the masks have fallen to reveal how hypnotized people are. Many are willingly taking part in clinical trials with no informed consent, and many others are giving their own children over to these experiments because they have no capacity to think beyond what the television tells them.
Television is not the truth!
Then they take to social media to parrot the official line. And now, His Holiness Bishop Gayabrisius of the Holy World Health Organization has claimed that it is certain there will be another virus that will be more deadly than this one.
COVID.
These are prophets of the COVID God, so their words should be taken as holy scripture. You see, they are not going to stop this. They have pulled out all the stops, and I think the COVID 1984 PSYOP plandemic was a test run to see what they could get away with and to gauge how obedient people are. Expect more variants to pop up out of nowhere as the spin doctors of the mainstream media dutifully propagate the masses. And people will believe whatever they say.
Television is not the truth!
Now some states are rolling out vaccine passports that will be needed if people want to take part in any public activities. Oregon is rolling this out, and Emperor Cuomo of New York is foaming at the mouth trying to do the same.
I don't really care what you think.
The obedient will simply accept this and shame those who do not. Some places are segregating the ones who have accepted Jabba the Shot as their Lord and Savior and those who have not at restaurants and sporting events. In police state Canada, clinics are offering free ice cream to kids if they accept the shot and they don't even need parental consent. Come on, kids, get your gene-modifying shot that might kill you. It's definitely worth a free soft serve cone. This thing has gotten so absurd, and the blind, mush-brained branch COVIDians just keep falling for and defending the nonsense. Another thing this has shown us is how self-centered people are. So many have taken the experimental shot, not because they necessarily believe that they may be carriers and don't want to get people sick, but because they want to travel or go to a ball game. They want their lives to return to normal, and it is not going to. That seems an odd reason to take part in clinical trials. If anyone still believes that this has anything to do with a pandemic, I don't think there is much hope for them as a human being at this point. As the masks went up, the masks came down.
You wear your mask, you motherfucker!
Tony Fauci!
I vaccinated Santa Claus.
But also there will be a surprise outbreak.
I vaccinated Santa Claus.
But also there will be a surprise outbreak.
I don't really care what you think.
10 million excess deaths.
I got hairy legs.
Every vote is counted.
Suckers of Satan's cock.
COVID.
Don't forget to wash your hands.